His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papagano's weekend holiday forecast. A sunny day today near 80. Tonight, clear mid-50s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, lower 80s. On Sunday, turning cloudy, more humid. Showers developing later in the day, lower 80s. Monday, cloudy with some showers and a thunderstorm, mid-70s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Out of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in a story in the Republican American today, trial is set for October 3rd in Berkshire County Superior Court in the case against a former Canaan man accused of crashing drunk into 70-year-old motorcyclist John Howard of Bethlehem in May of 2019 in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Howard died of injuries suffered when Christopher Lane, 39, crossed the center line and struck Howard head-on on a secondary road not far from the Connecticut line, tossing him from his Harley-Davidson. Lane had partially consumed a 24-pack of beer, according to police. In 3 years, the case has been transferred to three different prosecutors and as many victims' advocates each time she meets with someone new assigned with the case. Out of New York, the imminent rollout of new COVID-19 vaccine booster targets Omicron variants could face an uphill battle in the state after millions of people declined to get prior booster doses. Now that the federal regulators this week approved the bivalent vaccine that targets both the original virus and the BA.4 and BA.5 variants, New York officials are expected to soon reveal detailed plans to start distributing the shots as soon as next week. The new booster will be available to ages 12 and above, at least 2 months after any previous COVID-19 shot. But the fact only 53% of New Yorkers eligible for prior booster doses received the shot suggests the latest campaign needs to convince more people of the benefits of staying up to date on the COVID-19 vaccination. State and federal officials, including the governor, this week touted the trial data that shows the new vaccine offered better protection against the Omicron-related infections than prior vaccines. Well, a busy weekend in our area this weekend. The Sharon Historical Society presents the paintings of Janno Fairservice. Now that opens up at the Sharon Historical Society Museum and Gallery in Sharon. That runs from September 3rd to October 14th. Now there is an artist opening reception coming up tomorrow from 5 till 7 p.m. A portion of all purchase proceeds will support Sharon Historical Society and Museum's mission. The gallery at Sharon Historical Society is located in the Historical Society and Museum at 18 Main Street in Sharon. Museum hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from noon till 4, Saturday from 10 until 2, and by appointment. More information at 860-364-5688. More information at sharonhist.org. And of course, let's not forget the Lime Rock Historic Festival, which kicked off yesterday with the race car parade through the northwest corner. And now it's on to the subject of racing and the weekend. Now, racing happens today, Saturday, and Monday. And then on Sunday, the Lime Rock Concours and Gathering of Marquees display with nearly 1,000 cars and motorcycles arranged around the Lime Rock circuit. This year, Lime Rock is commemorating the upcoming 70th anniversary of the Corvette with an extensive, unprecedented display of Corvette concept cars. It's sponsored by Corvette together with a display of significant competition Corvettes. And on Sunday, they'll be joined by production Corvettes of all generations. And the Goshen Fair gets underway tomorrow, running tomorrow, Sunday and Monday at the fairgrounds in Goshen. Truck pull date is Saturday at 2. The Outlaw Truck Pull from Motorsports Arena. The Antique Tractor Pull is Sunday at 10. The Invitational Antique Tractor Pull and Display is going to happen at the Motorsports Arena. The Garden Tractor Pull is Monday at 10 a.m. Saturday, Crooked Rail is at 12 noon. Jimmy Stewart and his orchestra at 4. Neil and the Vipers at 7. Sunday, Dan's Roadhouse Country at 12. Rich Bajwell Blues Band at 4. And Soul Sound Review at 7 p.m. And on Monday, the entertainment wraps up with Country Steel at 12 noon and Apricot Brandy at 3 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and also they have dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,656.42. The NASDAQ at 11,785.13. And the S&P 500 at 3966.85. We'll take a look at your tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.